Hello. This is Dingan 8. Unit 12. Listening test. Task 1. Listen to an extract from a talk about the Apollo program, and then match the statements from I to F with the spaceships. There is one statement you will not need to use. More than one statement can be matched to a spaceship. You will listen twice. Now listen and match.
The NASA program Apollo included 11 space flights in total. Apollo 1 was supposed to be the first manned flight to be launched on January 27, 1967. However, as the spacecraft was ready for a pre-launch test, a fire broke out, killing all three of the crew members. Investigations into the accident led to major design and engineering changes, making Apollo spacecraft safer for the coming journeys. Apollo 11 was the first to land humans on the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on July 20, 1969. They spent more than 2 hours outside the spacecraft and collected 47.5 pounds, 21.5 kilograms, of lunar material. Apollo 13 may be the most well-known, next to Apollo 11, since its mission was made into a Hollywood movie. Apollo 13 was the third spacecraft intended to land on the moon. However, it couldn't, because an oxygen tank exploded. Despite great hardship, the crew returned safely to Earth on April 17.
Now listen again.
The NASA program Apollo included 11 space flights in total. Apollo 1 was supposed to be the first manned flight to be launched on January 27, 1967. However, as the spacecraft was ready for a pre-launch test, a fire broke out, killing all three of the crew members. Investigations into the accident led to major design and engineering changes, making Apollo spacecraft safer for the coming journeys. Apollo 11 was the first to land humans on the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on July 20, 1969. They spent more than 2 hours outside the spacecraft and collected 47.5 pounds, 21.5 kilograms, of lunar material. Apollo 13 may be the most well-known, next to Apollo 11, since its mission was made into a Hollywood movie. Apollo 13 was the third spacecraft intended to land on the moon. However, it couldn't, because an oxygen tank exploded. Despite great hardship, the crew returned safely to Earth on April 17.
That is the end of task 1.
Task 2. Listen to a conversation between Andrew and George. Fill each of the blanks with no more than 3 words and or a number. You will listen twice. Now listen and fill the gaps.
What is your favorite space movie, George?
It must be Close Encounters of the Third Kind, by Steven Spielberg.
When did it come out?
1977. It's about a Roy Neary, an ordinary worker in Indiana. His life changed completely after an encounter with a UFO.
A close encounter is when a person witnesses an unidentified flying object, isn't it? What is the third kind?
Oh yes. The term close encounter and the system of classification was started by an astronomer and UFO researcher, Alan Hynek. According to his classification, close encounters of first kind are when there is visual sighting of a UFO less than 500 feet away, with considerable details. Close encounters of second kind should be accompanied with some physical effect, such as animals reacting, vehicles malfunctioning, or impressions on the ground.
What about the third kind? Is it when the UFO is even closer?
Those are encounters when an animated creature is present, like robots or humans or humanoids, who seem to be passengers or pilots of the UFO.
Are there other kinds of encounters?
Yes, other subtypes of encounters were added later. Now there are 7 kinds of encounter.
Now listen again.
What is your favorite space movie, George?
It must be Close Encounters of the Third Kind, by Steven Spielberg.
When did it come out?
1977. It's about a Roy Neary, an ordinary worker in Indiana. His life changed completely after an encounter with a UFO.
A close encounter is when a person witnesses an unidentified flying object, isn't it? What is the third kind?
Oh yes. The term close encounter and the system of classification was started by an astronomer and UFO researcher, Alan Hynek. According to his classification, close encounters of first kind are when there is visual sighting of a UFO less than 500 feet away, with considerable details. Close encounters of second kind should be accompanied with some physical effect, such as animals reacting, vehicles malfunctioning, or impressions on the ground.
What about the third kind? Is it when the UFO is even closer?
Those are encounters when an animated creature is present, like robots or humans or humanoids, who seem to be passengers or pilots of the UFO.
Are there other kinds of encounters?
Yes, other subtypes of encounters were added later. Now there are 7 kinds of encounter.
That is the end of task 2.